The Earth is a dynamic place, so populations of organisms need to adapt if they are going to survive in the short and long term. Such adaptations to a changing environment are the results of natural selection, which can lead to evolution. Evolution is the change in populations over time. These changes begin with the DNA of the individuals that are part of that population. These random changes to DNA are known as genetic mutations. Most mutations are lethal, but over time, some of them actually help individuals survive long enough to reproduce. Genetic diversity is important because the more differences there are in a gene pool, the better the chances are that some of them will help the species survive future changes in the environment. This works kind of like a lottery. The more tickets you buy, the better your chances are at winning. So there are two parts that are involved in evolution: the individual that must survive in order to reproduce, and the population the individual is contributing to. So what is natural selection then? Natural selection is the mechanism of Charles Darwin's theory of evolution. If an individual has a mutation that helps it survive, known as an adaptive trait, then they will be more successful when it comes to reproduction because they have an edge on their competition. The adaptive trait will be passed on to the offspring of that successful individual, and so this gives the offspring a better chance at survival and reproduction as well. But how do these mutations and adaptive traits in an individual affect the whole population? Well, there will be a larger proportion of the next generation with the adaptive traits, since those without the adaptive traits were not as successful in reproducing offspring. This is known as differential reproduction. Natural selection is often referred to as survival of the fittest, but what exactly does this mean? Fitness here does not necessarily refer to physical strength, although it can. Instead, it is a general term referring to any trait that gives an advantage over the competition or predators, such as rate of growth, efficiency of digestion, immunity, or camouflage. It is easy to imagine how predators are a strong natural selection mechanism because they are going to remove from the prey populations the slower individuals that can't get away fast enough, or those that can be seen easiest, leaving behind only the fastest and best camouflage to pass on those adaptive traits to their offspring. Please take a moment now to think of some adaptive traits that may be less obvious but just as critical to survival. As a species' survival and reproductive success get shaped by evolution through natural selection, species' ecological niche develop. Another way to look at a niche is as the role that species play in its ecosystem. The species can become so specialized in this process that there is virtually no competition for resources with other species, or they can become so generalized that competition is reduced because they can exploit a broad range of resources. Which niche do you think would be most successful and why? Don't forget to consider the long term over thousands or millions of years. What does all this have to do with creating biodiversity? Because species are constantly being shaped and reshaped by evolutionary processes, if a population becomes divided, the groups may accumulate enough differences that they can no longer be identified as the same species. This process is known as speciation. There are many ways a population can become divided, but the result is always the same: reproductive isolation. Now let's consider what happens to those individuals that do not have adaptive traits. It begins with those individuals being less successful in reproduction, followed by the next generation having fewer individuals with those non-adaptive traits. But what if a population does not have adaptive traits? Instead of a population having a smaller proportion of individuals with non-adaptive traits and a larger proportion of individuals with adaptive traits, we are now left with only a smaller population from one generation to the next with non-adaptive traits until the inevitable happens: extinction. So what causes a species to go extinct? In general, extinction occurs because a species cannot adapt quickly enough to some change in their environment. Remember, evolution of species takes thousands or millions of years. So can you think of some examples of environmental changes brought about by human and non-human actions that are clearly too fast for a species to adapt to?